So we discussed until now. Sorry, our limud of halacha every morning is the schus refua of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, Shavar Fuah Shleima Bekorov, Besog Shal Chayli Yisrael. We discussed the picture and we discussed the reasons why we blow shofar. Question now is, when do we blow shofar? So Minag Yisrael is that we blow shofar in the morning. And the Sfaradim blow shofar after they say slichas. They do slichas the whole of the month of Elul, and every day after the slichas, but before shachris, they blow shofar. Whereas the Ashkenazim blow shofar after shachris. But besides blowing shofar after shachris, there are places where Ashkenazim have a minhag to blow gam bo erev. And the shaila in halacha is, yeah, when is Erev? Is Erev after Mincha or is Erev after Maariv? And as you can imagine, there are two minhogim. There are some places where there's a minhag to blow after Mincha, and there are some places where there's a minhag to blow after Maariv. And those places where there is a minhag to blow after Maariv even blow shofar on Motzoi Shabbos. Right, after Maariv and Motzei Shabbos, obviously not a Mincha, but after Maariv and Motzei Shabbos, if the minhag is in those shuls that they blow shofar after Maariv, then they blow after the. And again, that's a shaila. When is Bo Erev? If we're going to blow Bo Erev, is it in the afternoon or is it in the evening? There is one minhag which is brought down, which is a bit of a pshora, which says that, going back to what we learnt yesterday, that on the first day on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Vibal to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Olo b'mincha, he went up at mincha time to the mountain for the third period of 40 days, as we learnt. Therefore, on that day, even the people who would normally blow on Maariv will blow on mincha. Because Rosh Chodesh Elul b'mincha is when Moshe Rabbeinu was oila, and they blew the shofar in order to remind everybody, don't forget when he went up. So, but on all the other days, those people have a minhag Maariv, blow after Maariv, those people have a minhag after mincha, and in the Nitta Gavrei really brings down lists of various communities where the minhag is to either blow in mincha, and this is in addition to shachris. They either blow in mincha as well, or they blow in Maariv. Next question. What? In monks, they do blow after Maariv. It's a funny thing that I had in mind that we once learnt this before, maybe years ago, and that Shimon Bowden told me that in monks they blow after Maariv. Yeah. So I was thinking, although it doesn't list monks in the notes to the Nitya Gavriel, he doesn't mention monks, but he does mention a number of kehillahs in various places in Europe, where, you know, in Prague they did like that, and in Krakow they did like this, etc., etc. So in monks, do they blow after Maariv and Motzei Shabbos as well? Shimon, in monks.
Yes.
Do they blow after Maariv on Motzei Shabbos?
No.
So it brings down here. They don't. Okay. So therefore, that's a meaning that's not brought down here. Yeah, because it says that those who blow after Maariv can blow on Motzei Shabbos as well. Okay. Tomorrow, Bleido will discuss.
In fact, they only blow in monks on after Maariv before Nacht. Maariv is Mala, they don't blow the shofar.
Ah, okay. So.
Okay.
Okay. So it's okay.
Put the note in there.
Yeah. I'll have to write him a letter and tell him that there's other minhagim as well. So after Maariv, before Nacht. Oh, so that fits in. That fits in better with those who have a. Oh. So after Maariv is Mala, they don't. So that fits in more with the minhag that those people have a minhag to blow after Mincha. So they blow after Mincha, or they blow in monks after Mincha Maariv before Nacht. But there are some who have a minhag to blow even after Nacht. Those who have a minhag to blow after Nacht, after Maariv, will blow on Motzei Shabbos as well.
Start at the Tiraway, North West London, Wednesday, Ches Ulo, Ches Elul, 11th of September, Rabbi Eli Goldstein, Shlita, Shihia, Azora, Mono. This week's Torah is sponsored, the words of Tana Sarah, Bob, Freddy Freeland, and Ariel, and Nishogi Campbell. Yesterday,
Hi, good morning. Morning. Today I picked a perhaps daunting topic, quite a big topic. Shia Chazora Bahatmona. Someone said to me, you've got half an hour, so it'll be 10 minutes each. Shir Chazorah Atmana. So obviously it's a very big topic. The reason I picked it was that we now just finished in Dirshu, from Reish Nun Gimel to Reish Nun Tes, the dinim of Shir Chazorah Atmana. And I'll explain, I think it will be a Te'eles, hopefully, for those who learned Dirshu and also for those who didn't learn Dirshu. For those who learned Dirshu, I think I won't be alone in saying it's quite difficult. There's lots of details. There's lots of things which seem a bit abstract because we didn't have those things. Kash, Kvava, Kira, Tanu, Kupa. You know, we came to Hatzmona. We're talking about things like Chol and Gefes, Lach, not Lach, 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 Hatzmona. Lots of details which didn't seem Negeh, which obviously are, but we have to work out how it's Negeh. And in as much as there's so many details, you go from Rishon and Gimel to Rishon and Tess. So perhaps a Sikkum, just to take out the Ikedinim, I think would be helpful. Definitely was helpful for me to Masada. And for those who didn't learn this, Shulamaisa, I think it'll be to Ellis, because hopefully it'll be clear. And it's something which is Negea, Umu Kimat to everyone. Ko Echod, the Echod wants the Mekam, the Mitzvah, which the Bagma, which the Mumah brings. Mitzvah to have, to be Matmin, to have hot food. So whether it be an urn, a hot plate, a blech, a crock pot, or an oven, someone has hot food and these dinim will be negated to them. Imitz Hashem be to Ellis for everyone. And also just to add an akdoma, that obviously, in as much as such a big topic, there's no way I can cover every single shitta, and there's no way that I can cover every single detail. So if I don't mention a shitta, it doesn't mean to say that shit doesn't exist, it just means to say I didn't mention it. Or maybe I didn't know it. But so, please don't think that. If I don't say something, vice to chois, something else. Okay. So, let's start off at the beginning. It's mevuah in the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Yud Zayin, and as is brought the halacha in Simar Reish Nun Beis, that if someone starts malacha before Shabbos, and that malacha carries on to Shabbos, throughout Shabbos, misad malacha is completely mutter. For example, if a person has sprinklers, and he sets the sprinklers, and Erev Shabbos, he sets the sprinklers, and they're going on during Shabbos. Or he puts his pisht on, he puts his flax into the oven. Misad melocha, the fact that the melocha is ongoing throughout Shabbos, misad melocha, there's no issue. There's no gezera of if you do melocha Erev Shabbos, somach Shabbos, you end up doing on Shabbos. There's no issue of shvisis kelim. That's what a Simar Reish Nun Beis tells us. Misad melocha, to start melocha before Shabbos and it carries on during Shabbos, that's completely mutter. There might be other issues, but misad melocha, there's no issue whatsoever. That's Simar Reish Nun Beis. So therefore, when we come to think things like Bishul, Shehiyah, if I put on a food 20 minutes before Shabbos, and let's say I put a chicken in the oven, misad melocha, even though it's going to be cooking on Shabbos itself, there shouldn't be an issue whatsoever. Misad melocha, I put it in, I put it Erev Shabbos, I'm not doing Bishul on Shabbos, so that's completely muta. However, Chazal were metakin, a new gezera, and they said, we're worried, if you put food into your oven, if you put food onto the Eish, Erev Shabbos, we're worried you're going to come to Chitui, which means we're worried you're going to come to stoke the coals, and thereby come to Havara, which is Melocha, or come to Bishul, or both. And therefore, Chazal worried that if you put in a food before Shabbos, though Misad again, Misad Melocha, it's Mutter, with Choshesh, you're going to come to do Chitui. And therefore, Chazal made an Issa called Shehiyah. You're not allowed to be Shoya at Tavshol, Erev Shabbos, Somel Chashecha, because we're concerned you're going to come to do Chitui. Now, there's lots of Heterim, and I want to be mugged at the Heterim. If you just have the long list, so it's complicated in the heart and difficult to remember. You have Chai, you have Mestamer Aloy, you have Gorof Kotum Tuach Betit. I think it's easier if we have a gather of what exactly the Heterim are. There's three types of Heterim. So again, the Cheshash was the Choshesh you're going to come to do Chitui. There's three types of heter. One type of heter is, what was the chashash? The chashash was you might come to do chitu, you might come to stoke the coals because you want to do the bishul. That was the concern. So therefore, the first type of heter was, if there's no motivation for chitu, Chazal weren't concerned. That's the first type of heter. And we're going to go back in a second and explain it. The second type of heter is, again, we were choshesh for chitu, But you did something which was Megaladas that you're not interested in Chetui, which is Gorif HaKotam. What's Gorif HaKotam? Gorif HaKotam is you swept away the coals. Kitta means to play, you put ash on the fire, and thereby making the ash colder. If you were interested in Chetui, if you're interested in making sure there was Bishul here, so then why would you go ahead and make it worse? Why would you take away the coals? So that's the second type of Heta. When you have Megaladas, you're not interested in Chetui. The third type of heta is when it's not mukhan lechatois, when the area isn't open and ready for chitui. For example, and that's the case of tuach v'tit. The Gemara says if you smear off with tit, the lid of the oven, it's now, according to the Ramah, it's not, the pshat is, it's not mukhan lechatois. And therefore, the chashas was, and why are you going to come to chitui? If you make it that it's not mukhan lechatois, by doing tuach v'tit, you have that heta. So three types of heta. So now let's go through again. And we're going to apply it to, I think there's five places where people generally do shahir. There's a hot plate, a blech, don't know how many people use a blech anymore. There's a crock pot, urn, and oven. Let's try and discuss those five things. So again, the chashash was, what we come to deal with, you have a chashash, misal meloch, it's mutter. The chashash was, I'm worried you're going to come to, the chazal, worried you're going to come to chitui. Come to stoke the coals, you're going to come to mamad the bishop. The first type of heta was, when we're not concerned, you're going to come to chitui because there's no motivation for chitui. So there's two extremes over here. The first extreme is where it's chai, which means it's raw. You put in the piece of meat just before Shabbos. Now, if you did chitui, for tonight it's not going to be ready. There's no way this big piece of meat is going to be ready for tonight. And to be ready for tomorrow, so it'll be ready anyway for tomorrow without chitui. So there's no motivation for chitui. So in that case, you have a raw piece of meat, you put in some l'chashecha, it's going to be mutter. So you take your raw piece of meat, Erev Shabbos, there's no issue whatsoever. It's mutter. That's the heta of chai. And that's under the first category of there's no motivation for chitui. Therefore, yeah, you take, let's say, you took a big, piece of meat, you put in your crock pot 3 minutes before Shabbos. So there's no way this thing's going to be cooked for tonight in your crock pot. And for tomorrow, it'll be cooked without chitui. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. However, let's say, for example, water in an urn. So yeah, you put it in 1 minute before Shabbos and it's raw, it's chai, right? Because it's not cooked. But that water can be cooked. It doesn't take that long. How long does it take? 20 minutes, half an hour? Be ready tonight. Memela, with choshes, you're going to come to chitui. And therefore, you'd have an issue. You wouldn't have a heter. So heter chai is only in as much. There's no motivation for chitui. When's there no motivation? If it won't be ready for tonight, even with chitui, and tomorrow, it will be ready without chitui. So therefore, only be applicable by things which, for example, a big piece of meat, but something like water won't be pickled. Now, let's go to the other extreme, where there's no motivation for chitui. Machloik is between Rabbon and Chananya. According to Rabbonon, until it gets to mestamek v'ralo, which means to say that the food now, if it undergoes any more bishul, the bishul is only mestamek v'ralo, it's going to contract and get worse, at that point we're not choshesh chitui. And that's poshut. Why would you do chitui at that point? You're not interested in chitui because it's already fully cooked. And any more bishul, any more chitui is going to cause it to go get worse. Therefore, Rabbanu said there's no chashash of chitui. Chananya is mechadish, even at earlier stage. He said once it gets to kemaichol ben desoy, which is either half bishul or a third bishul. Let's take on the third bishul. Once it gets to that stage where it's edible at third, we're not choshesh for chitui because already it's edible. A person is more ruig, is not concerned about getting it ready. So that's a machlok between Rabbon and Chananya. Rabbon will say there's no motivation for chitui when it's mestamek v'ralo. Chananya says already at earlier stage when it's hit, kemaichol ben desoy, there's no chashash. How do we paskin? So the Mechab and Rish Gimel has a stam v'yesh. The stam is like the Rabbonon. V'yesh, which hold mestamek v'ralo. And v'yesh is kechananya, which is kemaichol ben desoy. The Ramah says, minig lahokul. The Be'er Halacha says, better to make sure it's mevushal kol soikoy before Shabbos. However, b'mokim soirich, you can be meikol with the shitta as long as it's got to Michael ben Desoy. That's the Be'er Halacha. And then you've got the chazanish, which is meikol lechachila. So once you get to Michael ben Desoy, we're not choshesh v'chit. Which means, they get to us, let's go through our cases. The chashash was that, well, why are you going to come to chitui? If there's no motivation for chitui, so either it's mestamek v'ralo, according to Rabbonon, or if it's kemaichol ben desoy, there will be no issue whatsoever of doing shia. Therefore, if you're going with the mekel shetah, let's say you're going with the yesh, we're going, let's go, we go with the yesh and the ramah, So you put your chicken, which is the third cook, into the oven. Erev Shabbos, no problem whatsoever. Because at this point, we're not choshesh shechitui. And though we're going to see, though it's ish, and it's not gore for cotton, it's mutter. Put on the hot plate, zikha, no shayla, onto your blech, no problem. If, however, it's less than a third cooked, or you're going to be machmir like the stam, it's not mavusha called sorkoi, then we're going to have to come onto a different heter. So that's the first category of heter. The chashash was, I'm worried you're going to come to chitui. If there's no motivation for chitui either, because there's one end of the spectrum, it's chai, it's raw, or the other end of the spectrum, where it's so cooked, why would you do chitui? It'll be mutter. The next type of heter is where you'd be megaled das that I'm not interested in chitui. That means to say it's gorev for cotton. Gorev for cotton again means, gorev means you swept away the coals. Chitui means to say you put ash on the coals and thereby making it colder. Once it's gorev and cotton, you're megaled das, you're not interested in chitui, even if the food is less than maichel ben desoy, it's mutter. Because yes, we have a chashash chitui, but you'd be megaled das, you're not interested in chitui. So let's go through our cases. An oven, it's very hard to make gorev or cotton because how are you going to minimize the heat inside the oven? There is, I've seen places they write about an insert. I don't know, you could put inside the oven, which would make it gorev or cotton. I don't think anyone has, I don't know if anyone's seen this. I don't know. The mice of people don't have this insert, so therefore an oven you can't make gorev or cotton. And therefore, that heter is out the window when it comes to an oven. Comes to a blech, when it comes to a hot plate. So a hot plate, the Shmir Shabbos Kechosu, the Fi Rishon Zahar Obach is Mekel. The Amachmir, the Rishon Zahar Obach is Mekel because he says, it's not Meyud, this hot plate, it's not Meyud for Bishul. And if I was looking for Bishul, if I was looking to cook, I wouldn't put it on the hot plate, I put it in the oven. So that in itself is a Giludas, I'm not interested in Bishul, therefore that's got a din of Gorev for cotton, which merely means, Lefi. And that shit, again, the ashes that say it's not gorev cotton, but the shit is, hold it, it's got a din of gorev cotton, would say. You can put on the food Erev Shabbos, even if it's not raw, and it's not fully cooked, not milk cooked, machmir and soy, it'd say it's quarter cooked, be mutter to put on Erev Shabbos, few minutes before Shabbos. Urn. Let's talk about urn. Urn. L'chor, there's no way to make it gorev cotton, right? There's no musa gorev cotton, so again, there you need to ensure that it's got to at least k'machmir ben desoy, for it to be mutter. And a crock pot, also you have a problem. A crock pot is where you have a heating element. I'm assuming at the moment the heating element is underneath and all the way around. For this, it won't make enough nafkamina even on the bottom. There, the heating element, that's the ish. It's not gorev for cotton. The way to make it gorev for cotton would be to either put heavy duty aluminium foil inside and line it and all the way to the top. Or if you put another dish inside it and then you put the crock pot dish inside that, then that would be have a din or gorev for cotton. So again, so the second category was when you've been megaled das, you're not interested in chitui, you're interested in stoking the coals, then there's no chashash. So therefore, as long as you make it gorev for cotton, or it's something which is be'etzem gorev for cotton, for example, we said a hot plate called some poiskim, then we're not choshish, then you could put on even if it's not kamaichol ben desoy. The third type of heter is when it's not muchen lechatos. So the type of heter described in the Gemara is where it's teach betit, which means you have an oven and you have smeared off the lid of the oven with tit, such with a clay such that now, in order to chit, you're going to have to do a maisa of breaking off the seal. So where's the negev for us? So we said like this. For example, an oven. We said an oven. You can't make a gorev for cotton. So let's go through the heterim. So far we said, if there's no motivation for chit, so it needs to be raw, such that it can't be cooked tonight and will be ready tomorrow without chitui, or kamachol ben desoy at least. What happens if I'm in between? I can't make a gorev for cotton, I can't make a gilu das, I'm not interested in the chitui. So what I do have though is teach betit. I can make it that the oven is not muchen lechatos. How do I do that? So if I stick, now this is not just simply sticking a label on top of the dials on the oven and saying Shabbos, yeah? That's not going to help you. Chur. To make it tuach betit, it means that you stuck, let's say you put tape on the dial, such that now in order to turn the dial, to turn the heat up, you now need to remove. And it's a bit difficult, meaning it can't be that, to make it tuach betit, it's, you have to do a maisa in order to get to the mokum of chitim. So just putting a sticker on to remind you that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for something that is preventing you from doing chitim. So you need to put stick it down with, let's say, a tape on top of the dial, such that if you wanted to move the dial, you need to take the tape off, or something like that. Then you would have the heter to a tip when it comes to an oven. Chazon Ish says, for example, if you put a lock on the oven door, that would be called Torah Petit. So when it comes to the oven, you would have this heter that if you put a sticker, not a sticker, you'd stick down the dials, in that case, that would be called Torah Petit. Okay, so that is the three heterim. I hope that was clear. So again, the chashash was, I'm going to go over quickly, the chashash was, v'choshish, even though Mesad Melocha, it's Mutah, v'choshish, you're going to come to Chetui. There's a motivation with Chetui because you want to make sure your food's ready. So there's three types of heterim. The first type of heter is where there's no motivation for chitter. So either it's raw and the chitter won't help you, or it's cooked fully according to Rabbonon, and according to Chananya, it's cooked a third, commanded with the soy. There's no motivation for chitter in that case. If the second type of heter is when you megala das, you've shown that you're not interested in chitter. By making a gorif or cotton, that shows you're not interested in chitter. Things like a hot plate might have a din of gorif or cotton already. And the third type of heter is when it's toach petit, it's not muchen lechatos. So sticking down the dial in the oven, that would be mutter in that case, even though the food is not fully cooked, it's not even cooked a third.
In case number two, the problem of the stomach for you for life is the food is going to improve.
Yeah. So it was said, according to the stam, it's only mutter when it gets in the stam of viralo, where the food's going to get worse for the show. Yeah. According to Yesh, it's mutter once it gets gemachum in the soy. The Ramah says nogel lahakel, and the Ramah says you should be. It's better to be mevushel kosorikoi, but it's soy can be mekel, and the Chazon Ish says you mekel in ganzen. Okay, now let's do chazor. Let's get to chazor. So chazora, again, there's lots of details. You can have a list when it comes to chazora. You can have a list of six things, right? I personally, I will do both ways. Right? I can give you a list of six, and I'm going to try to be mugged a little bit to make it a bit easier. That's how I remember it. So, what's the issue of Chazorah? The issue is Chazorah. What's Chazorah? Let's first explain. If you took something on Shabbos, let's take what we're talking about on Shabbos, you took something off the Ish. It was there, Derech Heter. Right? And now you take off and you want to take some food out, let's say the food. Right? You want to take some food out of the pot, out of the kadira, and then you want to put it back on the ish. Now, we'll see to be machzir, to put back this kadira, to put back this pot into the mokum ish, there's an issue of chazor. And it will only be mutter in certain situations. What's the issue? This is machlokes v'shoinim, but I'm going to go just the easier way to explain it, that the issue is mechzik mevashel. You putting food on Eish, on Shabbos, looks like you're doing bishul. What is that? Putting a pot of food on Eish, on Shabbos, looks like bishul. It's mechzik mevashel. Now, I'll say the list of six things, and then I'll be magdur, whichever is easier. In order to be mutter, it needs to be gor for cotton. It needs to be al gabo v'lo b'toicho. It needs to be mevushel kol sorkoi. It needs to be cham. It needs to be hot. Das lahachze, and which means intent. When you took it off, you had intention to put it back. And oidu miyodoi, and it's still in your hand. Now I'm trying to be magdir. I'm going to put that into three categories. When you come to be machzir, you come to put something back on. When you come to put something back on the ish on Shabbos, so there's two concerns. One, we say metzim bashul, but the first concern we have to make sure we dealt with is bishul. You can't obviously do bishul on Shabbos. So the first two to know I'm about to say, those things are ensuring that there's no bishul. First of all, the food needs to be mevushel kol sorkoi. So the moshe, let's say you took out your chicken. It needs to be mevushel kol sorkoi. If you want to put it back on the ish on Shabbos, poshe, it needs to be mevushel kol sorkoi. Otherwise, you come to issa deraisa. So it needs to be fully cooked. The second thing is, it needs to be cham. Because if it's not still hot, and it's a dovelach, which means it's a liquid thing, it's a liquidy thing, then kol zman, according to the mechaber, it needs to be ritzachas, it still needs to be yad seledes boy. According to Ramah, as long as it retains some heat, then there's no bishul anymore. But the second it gets cold, then we hold yesh bishul achar bishul balach, and that's a sugya for sim shun yitches in Hashem. But so I need to have those two things. I need to ensure I'm not doing bishul. So first of all, it needs to be mevushel kol sorkoi, and it needs to be cham. It needs to have retained some heat. It doesn't need to be yad seledes boy, but it needs to have some heat still. You can't get back to this old original state of being cult. Those are the first two things. Then the other aspect that we're coming to deal with is Mechzik Mavasha. It looks like you're doing Bishul. Now, there's two aspects here. There's Mesad the Ish. There's Mesad, the place that you're putting the food. There's, it looks like you're putting your food in Mokum Ish and Mokum Bishul. And there's the issue Mesad the Odom. It looks like you're doing in the Sino Lechachilo B'Shabbos. And that's an issue. K'mavur B'Gumam. So how do I ensure that the Mokum Ish, the Mokum Bishul, is a place that doesn't look like it, this is a place of Bishul? So there's two things here. First of all, the area needs to be gorifu kotum. I need to ensure that the mokum ish, the tunnel, the avu, whatever we're dealing with at the moment, needs to be gorifu kotum. And then it's not a mokum, which is mechzik mevasha. And it needs to be agabo veloy besoicho. It needs to be on top and not inside. And therefore, so again, those are the next two conditions. First, we said we're dealing with bishul. So it needs to be mevashul kol soicho, it needs to be cham. Then we say it needs to be the mokum ish. It's not mechzik mevasha. So it needs to be gorif or cotton, and it needs to be al gaba v'loy besoicha. And then, so now let's go through a few other cases. For example, an oven. We said you can't make a gorif or cotton, so there's no way you can be machzeh into an oven if you do that. And you can't really put al gaba, because not really get normally an oven, build an oven, so that is going to be hard. Comes the hot plate. If you take on a hot plate, it's gorif or cotton, then you'll be mutter to be machzeh in terms of that. A crock pot. We said, if it's not, it needs to be lined to make a gorif kotum, so it needs to be lined, you put another dish inside the crock pot, which comes out, then you put the other dish inside, that would be called gorif kotum. Though, it's a bit of a discussion, is that called agabo or betoicho when it comes to the crock pot? So the head is only, if it's agabo, is that called besoicho or not? So, those, again, so far we've done four things. We said, it needs to be vushel kol soku and cham. Next, and that was to make sure it's not bishul. Now, misad the ish, it needs to be gorif kotum, and it needs to be agabo v'lo besoicho. And then the last conditions are misadi odom. It needs to be that this is seen as a nesina, not a sina lechachila. It has to be, it's a hemshich from yesterday's nesina. It has to be, it's a continuation of yesterday's putting on the ish. And therefore, explains the Gemara as bot l'alacha, you need das lahachze and oidim v'yodoy. What das lahachze means to say, when you took it off the ish, you intended to put it back on the ish. You took off the hot plate, you intend to put it back on the hot plate. You took out the crock pot, you intend to put it back on the hot plate. That's das lahachse. Oidim miyodim means say you're holding it. So if I'm holding, I have das lahachse, this is not a new nesina. I'm not doing a new nesina on the Eishon Shabbos. This is just a hemshech, a continuation of yesterday's nesina. And therefore, that's not mechzi kumavasha. Therefore, that's what you need. Those are the last two things you need. You need oidim miyodim, and you need das lahachse. So there's six things. Misad bishul, you can't have bishul. So it needs to be vushul kol soiko, it needs to be cham. Misad the eish, it needs to be gorif kotum, it needs to be agaba v'loy besoicho. And for it to be considered as a hemshech, a continuation of yesterday's nesina, needs to be oidim b'yodoy v'das l'hachse. Now let's just talk about some of the cases. First, we'll point out that Mishnah Berurah says, if on those last two, you're missing one, so you have das l'hachse. I'll start this way around. Oidim b'yodoy. You have one out of those two, oidim b'yodoy, and you don't have das l'hachze. Originally you took it off, but you're still holding it, and then you change your mind, you want to put it back on. So you didn't have das l'hachze. In that case, says Mishpor, you can make it and put it back on the hot plate. Other way around, if I had das l'hachze, but I put it down, now Mishpor says, as long as I didn't put it on the shatzin, as long as you didn't put it down on the ground, you put it on the mitzvah or safsal, or for us, let's say, a shayish, the chor would have a din, which means a countertop, would have a din, a mitzvah, a safsal. So as long as it's das lahachse, but you could be mekel in that case. But again, lechachil, you need to have the two. But if you're missing das lahachse, you can be mekel. If you're, as long as it's it's das lahachse, you don't put it on the ground, you can be mekel. Now, what about this case? Oidim biyodoy, das lahachse, but you take the pot and you're holding it on the shayish, holding it on the countertop. Is that called, now you put it on the ground now, so it's only base of soil, or is it, no, it's still oidim yodoy, I'm still holding on to it. Yeah, hear the shayla? We say like this, das lahachse, oidim yodoy, need those two. But as mevon and shukharach, you can't be agabi karka. What I'm saying in this case, I'm holding it, but I'm holding it on the shayash. I'm holding it down. So is that called agabi karka? Is it on down? We'll start there. Agabi karka.
You said worktop was okay. I thought.
Well, we're talking about the esa soil. Yeah, but we said, but that was only bedievet. We said, you really need. But oyd miyodoy, you're talking about lecha achilah. But oyd miyodoy. But oyd miyodoy in das lechasa. Is it lecha achilah to take it off and hold it on the shayash, on the counter, on the mitzvah safsal? Is that called oyd miyodoy still? And not nest on the ground?
You understand oyd miyodoy means holding it in the dead?
What? We not say, blo nicho gabi karka, says in the Gemara, and brought in Mechabat, lo nicho gabi karka. Does that mean to say you didn't leave it on the ground? Or you didn't hold it on the ground? Yeah? So, Lemaisa, the Igros Moshe, Ber Moshe, and the Shmuel Shabbos Kechos, and the Fiyam Rishon Zahorbach, is make on that case. As long as you're still holding on to it, but it's not on the ground, as long as you're still holding on to it, on the countertop, then you're still bechlal that heter where it'll be lechachil, where das lahachse, and putting it back on. Even if it's touching down. With Yashin puts more machme, he says you just, as long as you tip it off a bit off the ground, which Lamai says is probably a bit difficult. I don't know if you manage to do it. But again, Ramosha and Shmuel Shabbos Kilchosa is make on that case. If you're holding it still and it's on the countertop, it'd be mutter in that. Which
we're
holding. No. Shmuel Shabbos Kilchosa is not. It's lechachila.
Oh, no, but you say make, so
that's what. Yeah, sorry. He's saying lechachila.
Holding but not touching it.
What not touching?
Sorry.
Yeah, holding it.
Posture does resting on your hands as well. But if you just
no, it doesn't rest.
Finger on top of it.
What do you mean?
You're touching it.
No. What does that do? I mean, okay, it's Odin Biyod.
Holding it.
Yeah, you're holding
it.
Yeah. You have to be holding it. Yeah. Touching it. Yeah, but again, but the mice, even if you put it on the shayash, there's that we come onto the mocker, you could be maker on that case. Even if you put it on the shayash, as long as you have das lahakse. Yeah, as long as you have das lahakse. But then you're getting into the kula. But to have a kiyum, the shayla was to have a kiyum of das lahakse. That was saying, as long as, according to Ramosha and Shmuel Shabbos Kosa, as long as you're holding onto it still, and he's medak the losh in the Mishnah. Ramosha's that losh in the Mishnah, he says, lo nicho, which means he didn't leave it. Mashma, and he's not also push Mishnahs, that he doesn't need to be tolly ba'aveh, as long as even touching ground, as long as you're holding onto it still. So those are the six things that when it comes to Chazorah. We said Misad the Michael, you obviously can't do Bishul, so therefore it needs to be Mavushin called Sorkoi, and it needs to be Cham, it needs to be Misad the Eish. It doesn't look like you're doing Bishul, it's not a mockum of Bishul, therefore it's Gorah Fakotum, Agaba of Lobe Soicha. And then the last thing, Oidim Biyodoi, and Das Lahakse. Just we ran out of time to do that tomorrow, but we'll just do maybe a quick Sekum, what we said, but when it comes to Shia, the Khashash was, you're worried you get motivation for Chitri, so therefore there's three ways to remove that Khashash. Either there's no motivation for Chitri because it's raw, or the other end of the spectrum, it's fully cooked or cooked in the soil, so why would you do Chitri? It's enough, it's ready now. Then you've got the second type of Heter, when you Megala Das, I'm not interested in Chitri, it's Gorah for cotton. And then thirdly, it's not Mukhil Chatos, if it's Tuach Betit, if you stuck it down the dial such that now you can't turn the dial unless you remove the sticker, then you would have the Heter, we're not Choshish for Chitri. In that case, okay.
Right. Very good. Very clear.